Our next story, Skeleton, is an example of the way I react to some real encounters with real people. I went to my doctor one day when I was 22 years old, and I had a sore throat. And I said, "It sure feels funny in there." The doctor took his flashlight and probed around and looked at my throat, and he says, "Oh, there's nothing wrong. Take two aspirins, go home, and forget it. And it looks a little red, but you're okay." I said, "Yeah, but feel my neck here, a little gristle, a little fat, a little muscle, whatever. I've never felt anything like that." He says, you haven't paid attention to your own body. You've got all sorts of peculiar things in your body you've never even noticed, like the medulla oblongata on the back of your skull, the original fissures from the top of your head when you were born. The skull is in fragmented in many ways and grows together over a period of weeks. You have floating ribs, you have your elbows, you have kneecaps. You've never really felt your skeleton. You go home and feel it, huh? So I left my doctor. I went out the street feeling my elbows and my medulla oblongata. And I said, "My God, I never thought of it before. I have this gothic thing inside me, this strange intruder, a skeleton, huh?" Once that hit me, 3 hours later, the short story was written. And I had a heck of a lot of fun with it, and I hope you will enjoy it as much as I did when I wrote it. So here it is, Skeleton.
Harris, come in. What can I do for you this time, huh? Well, sit down, man.
Well, it's the same thing, Doctor. Aches and pains, you know.
Where are they, these aches and pains?
Everywhere, really. They seem to be right in my bones.
In your bones, huh? My dear Harris, you've been curried with the finest tooth combs and bacteria brushes known to science.
I know that.
You're just nervous. Let me see your fingers. Too many cigarettes. And your eyes? Not enough sleep. Go to bed earlier, stop smoking, and that'll be $30, please.
Well, thanks for nothing, Doctor.
What more do you want, man? You're a hypochondriac. That's $50 now.
Oh. But why should my bones ache so?
Have you ever had a sore muscle and kept fussing away at it, rubbing it? It gets worse, doesn't it? Then you leave it alone and the pain vanishes. Leave yourself alone. Take that trip to Phoenix you've been planning. It would do you good to travel. Now get out of here and send in someone who's really sick.
Black coffee?
Thanks. Say, you got a phone directory?
Sure. Over there, help yourself.
Bone specialists. Bone specialists.
Can I get you anything else?
No thanks. Just a guy who knows what he's talking about. That's what I need. Wait a minute. Monigan. M. Munigan. Three blocks down, one block over. My phone first. No. I'll go straight over there.
Mr. Harris? Is that what you said your name was?
Yes.
How can I help you? What brings you to me?
My damn fool doctor. He hasn't any idea what's wrong with me.
But you feel that there is something wrong with your bones, presumably.
I don't see what else it can be. I have the most terrible aches and pains all the time. I feel it must be my skeleton. It protests. Does that make sense? There's something wrong somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I've seen cases like yours before.
You have?
Indeed. Man is usually unaware of his bones, but occasionally there occurs an imbalance.
Oh.
An unsympathetic coordination between soul, flesh, and skeleton. And that's where I step in. Do you take my meaning?
I think so.
May I show you a few x-rays? Just as an example, the skeleton. Perhaps you haven't considered your skeleton before. Look. The long, the short, the large, the small bones, the cranium, the spinal cord, the pelvis. All this is deep inside you. Clothed in flesh, to be sure. But it can become troublesome sometimes.
Troublesome?
It sounds very much as if your skeleton has become a trouble to you.
Oh, it certainly is. But can you do anything about it?
Do you wish your bones to be treated?
That all depends.
On what?
On what's involved. And there's the cost, too.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about the financial aspects. We can come to some arrangement. But I can't help you unless you are in the proper mood. For the treatment to work, the patient has to want help very badly. Otherwise, there's little I can do.
Would it take long?
That also depends on your cooperation.
Well,
shall I try?
Okay, why not?
If you just come over here and lie down.
Here?
Yes. That's perfect. Just perfect. Open wide. You just feel a little pressure on your jawbones. Here. Wider. Now, a little wider.
You almost bit my nose off.
No use. Absolutely no use, my dear sir. Now is definitely not the time.
You sound disappointed.
Oh, but I am, my dear sir. On your account, of course.
So, what can I do?
I would advise you to go away and think about it. When you feel you can cooperate with me, then maybe something can be done.
Okay, what do I owe you?
Oh, $10 should cover it this time, my dear sir. I did very little. And meanwhile, here is a sketch for you to take home with you.
It's very detailed, isn't it?
Oh, very. It will serve to acquaint you with your body. You must become more aware of yourself. You must be on guard. A skeleton is a strange, unwieldy thing to have inside you.
No, I never thought of it that way before.
Oh, but you should, my dear sir. Now, good day to you. Would you care for a breadstick?
A breadstick?
Why, yes. I find I chew them all day long. Delicious. So nice and hard and salty. And crunchy. I find it keeps me, in practice. Don't you know? Have one. Do.
Thanks.
Now, good day to you. Good day, Mr. Harris. And I do hope to see you again in due course.
Well, yes. Maybe so. Maybe so.
Are you still brooding, my sweet? I wish you wouldn't.
I can't help it. It hurts.
What hurts?
Every bone in my body.
Oh, my dear.
Clarice, your kneecap, is it supposed to do that?
Supposed to do what?
Is it supposed to run around on top of your knee that way?
So it does. I never noticed.
I'm glad you're a Slithers, too. I was beginning to worry.
About what?
My ribs don't go all the way down either. They stop here, and I found some confounded ones that dangle in midair.
Of course they do, silly. And those funny short ones are just floating ribs.
I hope they don't float around too much. Thanks for worrying about me.
Oh, any time, my darling.
Did you realize the nose bone grows down only this far? From there on, a lot of gristly tissue fills out the rest.
Of course it does, darling. Don't be so silly. Look, I'm going back down to my bridge game. The girls are waiting for me.
Off you go. Oh, God almighty. Why did I never realize it? All those years I've been walking around with a skeleton inside me. A skeleton. Gouge-eyed, skull-faced, shake-fingered. One of those rattling things that sway from neck chains in abandoned web closets. Or found on the desert all along and scattered like dice. God, and it's inside me.
Darling, why don't you come down and meet the lady?
Hey, sure, I'll be with you in a moment. When I stand up, it's a skeleton that supports me. With every step I take, I realize just how dependent I am upon this alien thing inside me.
Darling!
I'm coming! Oh, brace up, can't you? I'll take that trip to Phoenix. I'll go Friday. A new business. A whole new career. Maybe Doc Burley's right after all. It'll take my mind off things. Yes. I'm coming, darling. I'm coming.
My dear, what is wrong with you? Why did you go rushing off like that?
Have they all gone?
Well, sure they have, but...
I threw up.
Oh, I thought you had.
It was their teeth all smiling at me.
Well, of course they were smiling at you.
Don't you see? It's part of their skeleton showing through.
What are you doing now?
Cutting my fingernails. That's my skeleton, too.
Oh, my darling. Fingernails are not bone.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. If you aren't the darndest hypochondriac...
I'm okay. I've decided. I'm going to Phoenix Friday.
To see Mr. Crelton? Do you think he'll lend us the money?
I think he will. Then we can build a kiln and set up shop for ourselves.
Oh, you certainly have plenty of talent, darling. Harris Ceramics, I can see it now.
Oh, Clarice, if only I weren't so.
Oh, come on. What's wrong? Tell Mama.
Nothing. It's just something inside me. Maybe it's something I ate. My skeleton. Except that it isn't mine, is it? It's a law unto itself. It's a slick, clean structure of efficient organization. Where's the mirror? Just sometimes I can see the skull grinning at me from behind my flesh. Let go. Let go of me. Stop squeezing me. My head aches with you.
Observe the flawless, snow-white perfection of the skull.
Let my insides be. Stay away from my heart.
Then observe the tiny bones of the skull's nose before that monstrous nasal cartilage begins.
Look at my body. So plump. So...
Consider the skeleton. Slender, svelte, economical of line and contour, like exquisitely carved oriental ivory.
And my eyes, protuberant, ordinary.
Be so kind as to note the eye sockets of the skull, so deep and rounded, somber, quiet pools, all-knowing, eternal. Compare the skeleton.
Compare. Wait a minute. If you've got me, I've got you. I can make you do anything I want, and you can't prevent it. It's a 50-50 fight. Even Stephen. And we'll fight it out, we two. Even if I didn't have you, I could still think. I could still...
No, let me go. Let me be. Leave my brain alone.
I'll have the chicken, please. Cream potatoes and, yes, cauliflower with cheese sauce.
Hi, Harris.
Say, have you lost weight?
Yeah, a couple of pounds, maybe.
I
think you can starve me, make me lose weight, peel the flesh off. Leave nothing but skin on the bone.
Oh, and a dessert, please. That one there with all the cream.
Don't know how, eating the way you do. Are you really going to eat all that?
I sure am.
Well, you won't suffer from calcium deficiency anyway.
How do you mean?
All that cheese and cream and milk. Good bone food, that. Even if it is bad for your heart.
God, is that what you're doing? Well, I'll eat for one of us, my lad, but not for both.
Harris! What's wrong, man? Your lunch! You've left your lunch behind!
150 pounds. Do you see how I've changed?
For the better. You were always a little plump for your height, darling. I like your face. It's so much nicer. The line of it is so firm and strong now.
They're not my lines. They're his, damn him. You mean to say you like him better than you like me?
Him who? Who are you talking about? And what are you eating?
Malt tablets.
But, darling, you really don't have to regain the weight for me.
You don't understand.
No, I don't understand. Come on, lie down. Put your head on my lap. That's better. You know, I've watched you lately. I'm so worried about you. You look so hunted. Maybe you should see a psychiatrist.
I've seen a bone specialist.
Then surely he told you. You and your skeleton are one and the same. One nation, indivisible. United you stand, divided you fall. You're in a vicious circle. The more you worry, the more your bones stick out. And then the more you worry. After all, who picked this fight?
I guess I did.
Well then, you rest now. Rest and forget.
Perhaps I should go back to M. Munigant, the bone specialist, you know.
Perhaps you should.
M. Munigant.
Darling, what's wrong?
M. Munigant.
The pain. Oh, Clarice.
I'm here, darling. I'm holding you. Oh, God, darling. Forget this bone specialist. He hasn't done you much good, has he?
No, he hasn't.
There. Is that better?
I guess it is. He ate breadsticks.
What?
He told me he ate breadsticks all day long.
How bizarre. Is that better?
Oh, yes. Much.
You just go to sleep now. Sleep.
Same again.
Here, you look kind of down, my friend. Let me buy you this one.
Thanks. Say, how do you do it?
Do what?
Keep in shape like this. Not a bone to be seen. How do you do it? That's what I'd like to know. How do you stay so fat?
Are you having me on?
No, I mean it. I envy you. Your health. Is there a special diet? I can't seem to put on any weight, whatever I do. I like a stomach same as yours. Just how do you do it?
You are drunk, my friend. But I like drunkards. I'll tell you. I've built this body layer by layer over 20 years.
How do you do it?
You get yourself a quarreling bird of a wife and a beaker's dozen of troublesome relatives. To these, a sprinkling of business associates whose prime motivation is snatching your last dollar. And you are well on your way to getting fat.
Why?
Well, because in no time at all, you'll find yourself building a fine layer of fat between yourself and them. Eating is the only fun on earth. Too many people in this world haven't enough to worry about, so they begin picking on themselves, and then they lose weight. That's the long and short of it, my friend. So, drink up, laugh, and grow fat.
That's more or less what my doctor said.
And believe me, he's right.
Maybe I better take that business trip to Phoenix after all.
Maybe you better take your mind off things. Well, I'm off. Got to go home to dinner. Good luck, my friend. Good luck to you.
Good to get away. They're all right. fat man in the bar. I need to stop thinking about myself all the time. Get some outside worries. Forget all about that damn M. Munnigan and his...
So thirsty, so hot. That bush over there, I can just... So that's it, is it? One way or another, he'll starve me, thirst me, kill me. Have the sun cook my flesh so you could peek out. Have the vultures lunch off me. There you lie, grinning with victory. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Freedom. Your freedom.
Hey, pal!
Oh, thank God. Thank God you found me.
Thank God you're all right. Oh, darling, I was so worried about you.
Were you?
Oh, let me kiss you. Darling.
I'm okay.
And the business deal?
I guess it went through.
Oh, but that's wonderful. Just wonderful. Oh, but you look thinner. I guess it was a night in the desert.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
Dinner's waiting.
Good. Good.
Darling, would you mind very much if I went out for a while tonight?
No. Why should I? I'm just fine.
Only it's my Red Cross night and...
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Darling.
Hmm?
You seem so... I don't know. Are you sure you'll be okay? Just for an hour or two.
You go out. I'll be fine. Come on, let's eat and then you can be off. I need some time to myself. Last. Come on, come on.
Yes.
M. Munnigan?
Mr. Harris, how can I help you?
I have to see you. Can you come round? Can you come here right now?
Mr. Harris.
Come in. Come in, for God's sake.
My dear sir, you look just terrible. A walking skeleton.
Don't! The pain! I can't bear the pain!
Ah, we're at that stage, are we? And now, you are ready for me. Isn't that so?
Yes, yes, I'm ready. It nearly got me, you know. I crashed the car in the desert. It nearly had me. If they hadn't found me...
Indeed. I was right. This skeleton of yours is a traitor, it seems.
Oh, the pain! The pain!
Shall we fix him once and for all?
Please. Oh, please. Can you do anything?
Of course I can.
But you seem to be growing smaller.
I? Smaller? I don't think so, my dear sir. Are you perhaps delirious? Lie back now. Lie back in this chair. Relax. There now.
Munnigan, I never noticed before your tongue. It's round. Tube-like. Hollow.
Delirious?
Yes. That's it. Delirious.
Relax and open your mouth. That's all. fears? Wider still.
Your voice? What's happening to your voice?
Wider and wider, please. Wider still. Relax, Mr. Harris. Now.
I can't breathe. What are you doing? Where are you, Monica? Monaghan, in God's name, where are you? Where have you gone? Help me!
Where do you think I am, my dear sir? I'm in here, disposing of that tiresome skeleton of yours. Breadsticks. Just like breadsticks. And very delicious they are, too. Dear lady.
Who are you?
M. Munigan's name. Bone specialist.
What is that you're eating?
What does it look like, my dear lady? A breadstick. Delicious. So crunchy. Such a goodie. Take care now. Mind where you put your feet.
Darling! Darling, you didn't tell me... Darling, where are you? What is that on the carpet? Darling, where are you? Why, it looks like a huge jellyfish.
Is that you?
Delicious. Long and crunchy and salty. Delicious, my dear lady. Delicious. But mind where you put your feet.
That was a story called Skeleton. Dr. Burley was played by Bob Doherty. Harris was played by Stuart McQuarrie. The fat man in the bar was Paul Morrow. Clarice was played by Wendy Seeger. And Munigut was played by Liam Brennan. The other parts were played by members of the cast. Catherine Cherkoska dramatized my story, which is the last in the series of Tales of the Bizarre. The director in Edinburgh was Hamish Wilson. I'm Ray Bradbury, and I hope you enjoyed these tellings of my stories. Good evening.